Mother truckers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass happy rainbow sparkle sunshine. I am gonna do my very damnedest by the grace of Dolly and not talk about a pumpkin head too much edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all y'all mother truckers from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room, looking down on Hollywood Town, spitting distance from the most famous of intersections anywhere, Hollywood and Vine, all y'all. I'm just saying, but you're listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Throw a / listen behind that. What did I tell you, mother truckers? You're going to get all the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. Okay? Okay. You can follow the Hick on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick, and you can also follow me on the Facebook at facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And you can find me every day on the sevens here on the Crab Diving Network, meaning 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening. You can find repeats at midnight time. Now, that's all West Coast, because you know I ain't going to do no damn math. If you're anywhere else, do the math. East Coast, 10. Anywhere else, I don't know. Or you can just go onto the iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Crab Diving website, and you can get the podcast that way. You're just going to be late. I'm just saying, later than I already am, because normally I'm late because I have this place I go to every day that I talk about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But this place I go to every day sucks up a good bit of my time and or energy, so that when I'm done, I am like, oh, my sweet Dolly. Whatever. We're not talking about that. But what we are trying to not talk about this here episode of the Hollywood Hick right here on the Crab Diving Network is I'm going to try to not dwell too long on this goddamn pumpkin head, because this is my thing. I'm just going to say this one little bit, then I'm going to move on, because I already said I ain't going to talk about it, but here I am going to talk about it right off the bat. But I'm just explaining myself, mother truckers. I'm explaining myself, okay? So what I'm saying is, I ain't talking about him. I'm going to try not to talk about him quite as much, because I think what he wants is us to talk about him, and everybody's doing nothing but talk about him because he's so motherfucking nuts, right? So whenever somebody's so fucking nuts and all they want you to do is talk about him, and then all you do is talk about him because you can't help but talk about the crazy that you see, because that's just what people do, then the next thing you know, we got this fucking shit mess going on. So I'm gonna try not to bring up that 77-minute fucking shit show of a goddamn press conference some punk head with a dead mangy fox and a fart puss tried to pull off, but I'm going to say I'm going to do my damnedest not to make reference to some of that stuff. But you know I won't be able to. I'm just saying there will be less. Okay, I couldn't even make it fucking 3 minutes. And then here I am. So you know what I'm talking about. But this is going to be as pumpkin head free as possible. I ain't making no guarantees. Okay, but one thing I did want to talk about is, because now, they got these stupid Oscar program coming up next weekend, and I'll probably have to go watch it, because that's what homos do, is we watch the Oscars. I don't like it. I find them boring as hell. It's a whole bunch of people just patting themselves on the back for being so fucking great. They're already overpaid and glorified anyway, so there you already got your reward. So why do I gotta fucking go give you a fucking statue in the process? I don't know. But what I'm saying is, these people go around patting themselves on the back, but I will go watch, because I will gather with the homos and have a few cocktails and then look at outfits or whatever it is that we do, right? But I was trying to look at some of these damn movies before, because, I mean, well, this is the thing too. Oscars, why does all your shit have to be so mother trucking depressing? Why is everything so depressing? Like Hidden Figures, that was good. That was uplifting. I was like rooting for the ladies, all of that kind of stuff. But then this other shit is just so fucking depressing. Like Moonlight looks depressing. Fences looks depressing. Everything else, I can't even remember. Manchester by the mother trucking sea. I saw that shit. I went on a date to that. I can't believe I went and saw this horrible movie. I had no idea what I was walking into, but that was 2.5 hours of my life I will never, ever, 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 ever get back. Oh my goodness, was that movie boring. And then fucking Rolling Stone was like, masterpiece. I'm like, of what? boredom, because it's so fucking boring. One note through the whole thing. If that Casey Affleck and his ugly fucking sexual harassing ass doesn't fucking, if he gets that damn award, I'm gonna be like, fuck, bye, Flea. I'm like, that's when you're gonna hear a door slam in Hollywood, and that means I was done with the program and I had to move on with my day, because he was not that good. The movie was just heavy-handed and overwrought, and that Michelle Williams just chewed the scenery, whatever. But I saw another Oscar nominated, got more nominations than anything else movie over the weekend, because it was President's Day, and so I got an extra time off. That's why I'm late, because I drank too much and I could not get my act together, and like I had things to do. That's a different story. But I watched that La La Land movie, right? That La La Land movie got 14 nominations, some shit. Everybody says how wonderful it is. It is a piece of shit. People don't believe nothing nobody tells you. They just sell it like they think they're selling you some dream that they wish of some movie that they had seen. Because that movie, what it was trying to be, was like a lot of really great old movies from like back in the day, like Singing in the Rain, big old movie musicals, right? This movie, one, neither one of the lead actors could sing a fucking lick. They were horrible, especially that Emma Stone. She cannot sing. I don't know who thought it was a good idea to let that girl go sing on the movie screen, but they are fucking nuts. Two, they can't dance worth the shit. The choreography was fucking simple as fuck. I could have done that damn choreography. I at least would have put a little like hip wiggle in it, made it kind of fun. No, that shit was fucking straight up boring. What else about this movie? They did shoot a bunch of it just right around the corner from over here, I noticed, because there were a lot of places in Hollywood Town. I was like, ooh, that's just right down the street, or ooh, that's just right over there. But that's the best thing I can say about a fucking movie, is that I recognize the neighborhood because I happen to live close by, then that's some straight up bullshit. It's not good. I don't understand it. I just don't get it, because they don't ever nominate anything good for nothing, but they'll sure as hell fucking nominate a piece of shit like that dumbass movie trying to wannabe movie. It's a wannabe movie. Okay, this other thing. This is my other point that I was getting to. Okay, so I also watched that Trolls movie, that cartoon movie, right? Because I wanted to see it. It looks cute. I just wanted to see it. So I watched this Trolls movie. Let me tell you what. It is a far as fucking superior musical to that damn piece of shit La La Land. Trolls, good musical. The songs fit. Things worked. Everybody's having a good time. La La Land is a boring through a lot. They can't sing, they can't dance. Like, I don't get it. I just don't fucking get it. I don't fucking get it. But you know what I do get? I'll tell you what I do get. The best movie I've seen in a while, and it wasn't even as good as the first one, but it was still fucking good, was John Wick number 2. That movie was fucking good, because let me tell you why. He killed everybody. Shot them dead, or broke the neck, or kicked the fuck out of them. I got out a lot of aggressions worked out of me watching that program. Now, the one thing I will say about that movie is I loved the movie. I thought it was really good. I don't think it was as good as the first one, but I think the first one, I didn't know what I was expecting, and so that's why it was so good. But the second one, it was still good, but not quite as good as the first, but still worth going to see, I'm saying. But that Ruby Rose chick, that pretty lesbian from Orange is the New Black, she is a horrible motherfucking actress, y'all. She's horrible in this movie. They don't let her talk. Like, she's like, I hope I ain't giving anything away, but she don't talk. She's like, I don't think she's deaf. I just think she decides not to talk. She likes sign language and shit. She don't even do that very good. And she's like, she's probably one they should have let talk, because she wasn't good enough at just acting with her face and things. She was horrible. But the movie's tits, like the fighting and the shooting and the everything, like, it's freaking good. It's like just so over the top. I like an over the top movie because it's so unreal. Like, you cannot get run over by a car that many times and still be moving. But John Wick, that's how that shit works. And not just him too. I'm just saying, it's good stuff. So that right there, I reckon, is what we call the movie roundup here on the Hollywood Hick program, because I watched the movie. I even watched some of those DC cartoon movies while I was like on President's Day, sitting there laid up on the couch, because I had to take a day to just actually do nothing. I hadn't done, had a day where I did absolutely nothing in forever. I had lots of things I could have done, errands and shit. You want me to tell you what I did? I laid on the fucking couch and I fucking watched television programs and movies so I could bitch about them here on the Hollywood Hick program. But I did watch some Batman cartoon movie, I forget the whole name of, but it was good. It had Batwoman in it and Robin and the Nightwing and all them. That was a pretty fucking good cartoon movie, I'm saying. Like, the DC Comics does a really good cartoon movie. Now, I hope they got their act together, gonna make me a damn good Wonder Woman movie. Like, a live action, because I'm gonna be going to see that down at the somewhere fancy in the 3D where I can get me a ticket right where I want to see it. In the middle, I'm gonna give y'all a hint, but don't be taking my seat. If you go to a 3D movie, you should only go to see it if you're sitting in the very smack dab middle of the movie theater, about two-thirds to three-quarters of the way up, because that's where you're going to get the best 3D viewing experience. I'm just saying. Don't be sitting over to the side, because you're just wasting your damn money. Now, just wait until you can go on a day when you can see it the way you want to see it and just get the damn ticket at one of them places where you can just reserve your seat. I'm just saying, as a little helpful hint from the Hollywood hick to all y'all right here on the Crab Diving Network. Okay? Okay. All right, what else is going on out there? We done had movie roundup, so I'm not going to do any more movie reviews, because I actually told you about all the movies that I've seen. That's all the movies I've seen. Oh, Golden Girls is on fucking Hulu, though, by the way. They just put Golden Girls, all of it, on Hulu, and that is super fucking exciting, I will say, because I have been watching some Golden Girls, too, over the last week or so, and that show is still fucking tits funny. Blanche is a straight-up hysterical hoe. I'm just Rose, hysterical. Dorothy, hysterical. Sophia, hysterical. I'm just saying, revisit the Gone Girls on the Hulu. Do yourself a favor. All right, what the fuck else is happening out in the world? Oh, I had talked about this for a hot minute. Okay, we moving on. No more movie review roundup. I don't even know why I felt like singing that. I just did. It's just the way I roll this evening, I reckon. But what I'm saying is, I said at the end of the last program, I'm pretty sure it was the last program, and I'm pretty sure I said it, and if I didn't say it, I meant to say it. But now, I was going to talk about this Nick Cannon fella, you know, that was married to Mariah Carey, the one that looks kind of like Miss Piggy that I keep talking about all the time because she didn't take care of her voice and she keeps squeezing herself into the itsy-bitsiest of dresses when she probably shouldn't be squeezing into quite that little bit of a dress. But she's going to do it anyway, and next thing you know, her titties are falling out. She tries to blame it on, like, she didn't mean for that to happen, when everybody knows she wanted her titty to fall out on TV, because that's the best way to get you any goddamn views these days. But that's a different story. Now, her ex-husband, Nick Cannon, he hosted that America's Got Talent show. He does comedy things. I honestly think he is not quite as funny as he thinks he is, but he has, like, done well for himself. So I can't really front a brother, right? Well, apparently, he had some television special, like a comedy special. He was doing some stand-up comedy. So apparently, he almost went and got his ass fired from the America's Got Talent, right? On account of he made some joke over getting nearly fired over his black card I should actually click on the news story so I can make sense of what I'm saying. Says here, on the TMZ, we are backing this up, and we're going to get this out the right way, y'all. Sorry, I digress. I might have had a glass of wine before I did the program this evening, so that's what happens, all right? But says here on my beloved TMZ, Nick Cannon and America's Got Talent nearly fired over black card joke, but cooler heads prevail. Like, it was about to get... Okay, this is another thing. I couldn't even finish this statement on account of I got to look at it. This fool is also running around with these, like, Gloria Swanson turbans up on his head. And I don't know what he's trying to... I don't understand them. I don't find them attractive. I think they're kind of foolish looking. So every time I see it, I'm like, I have to take pause, because I'm like, damn, what the... whatever, but to each his own. I'm just saying, you can wear all the damn turbans you want, but you look like fucking Gloria Swanson. I'm just saying his own. But says here on the TMZ, Nick Cannon pissed off some NBC execs with a joke he made during a stand-up comedy special, and it nearly cost him his job on America's Got Talent. That's what TMZ done went and learned, right? Apparently, he was recording the special more than a month ago. He joked with the audience that NBC was making him lose his black card, strongly insinuating the network wanted him to show less swagger on America's Got Talent, right? Honestly, it's a overly homogenized program. So I can understand how he probably feels this way. But they got you by the nuts with a contract, dude. You got to just be careful. I'm just saying is all. But sources familiar with the situation tell the TMZ people that NBC execs got wind of it when Nick was promoting the special on Howard Stern, thought it was disparaging the network, which is a violation of his contract. And they're told his deal has a clause that bars him from talking about the network without approval, which if it does, then that's that's on him on account of it's in there and he signed it. So that's how that shit works. Apparently there was some more serious discussions about axing him for breach of contract, or because he's just so miserable, why not just let him go the fuck on about his way? Now, I paraphrased that last part, but that's pretty much what they said, right? Well, ultimately, the execs decided Nick had simply made a passing comment. They told him they didn't like it, and they weren't going to blow up the relationship. But apparently, Nick got all kind of straight up butt mother trucking her. He straight up quit. He was like, I quit. Screw him for thinking about firing me. That's another headline here on the TMZ. Another one, he's like, America's Got Talent want Nick's back. But, oh, no, hold on. I got to say that right again because I didn't read it right. Says America's Got Talent still wants Nick, but if he wants out, he can go. So they're basically saying, like, go, we'll get somebody cheaper because you done got too big for your fucking britches. And but then he's like, another one, yep, I am definitely done. Like, he's been telling everybody, running around in these damn turbans, telling everybody he has done quit. He's like, bye, Felicia, I have done quit. Offering up his job to Ryan Seacrest. That's what's been happening. But he's still in the ads for it because he's under contract. So I don't know what he's up to. I'm curious whether he's going to be up on there or not. Then he says, like, it never meant that much to me. It's all yours, Ryan Seacrest. So these are all headlines off of the TMZ, right? Well, you're going to go over to where you want to get the real dirt. Then you go over to the blind gossip and you put two and two together. And then you're going to get the real dirt. But says right here on the blind gossip, everybody is fired, right? That's the headline right here. It says, if you are a celebrity and you quit or get fired from a lucrative job, there is a whole team of people that is affected. Agents, business managers, publishers, etc. All take a hit to the wallet. That's why when a celebrity does something irrational or impetuous that could cost them a big paycheck, his or her team will usually step in to try to smooth things over. This TV celebrity, remember what we've been talking about, y'all, for the last couple of few minutes and who's we've been talking about, and just start thinking, right? This TV celebrity seems to be taking a page from his ex's playbook. Instead of admitting he made a mistake or apologizing, he is doubling down and burning everybody on his way out. Mm-hmm. Says right here from a quote, ever since he got that bank, meaning the money from the divorce, he's been acting out. Yep, he got that Mariah money, and then this is what happened. Goes on. He thinks he's above it all, and he can do and say whatever he wants now. You can't do that in this business. You bite people, and they're going to bite back. Yeah, these are some fucking ruthless motherfuckers that ain't worried about nothing but saving mother trucking face. So what do you think they're going to do to you, Nick Cannon? They're going to fucking smack your ass back. You ain't that big a deal. Not to these Hollywood mother truckers. I'm just saying is all. Goes on just a little bit more here. It says, so how's he dealing with his bosses? What about all those people who were watching out for him? He won't even talk to his bosses. It says right here, quote from whoever this source is. He blames them for this mess. He told the rest of his team that they're all traitors for not being on his side. He fired them. And just like his ex-wife, dude is losing his grip on reality. Now, that is 100% Nick Cannon because his ex-wife is on a reality program and she is straight up cuckoo bananas herself. We have already been into that on more than one occasion right here on the Crab Diving Network on the Hollywood Hick program. Okay? Okay. I'm just saying it's out. But that's what I'm saying. Nick Cannon done lost it. Gun done lost his ever-loving mind. I think he's threatening to sue, like, the National Enquirer now or something, too. So I'm hoping he does go nuts because I have been saying I need a celebrity to go straight up stone cold nuts to have something to talk about because it makes me feel better about myself when somebody done snapped. And Misha Barton is just too sad to be fucking funny because, really, that girl, I think she has really, like, just, like, there is something deep and serious up in that one. I'm just saying is all. All right, what else is going on out there in the world? Did you see this? Did you see this? I love when this kind of shit happens because this dude is somewhat of a freaking shit mess, I will say, because he had like some reality program where he was a mess too. But Aaron Carter, Nick Carter, off of the Backstreet Boys, he done went and got knocked the fuck out while he was on stage at performing at some little bar up in, like, where was it? Hold on. I got to wait on this shit to load. Of course I do. But again, over here on my beloved TMZ, saying as we're talking about important news now instead of me trying to talk about some fucking punkin' head with a fart puss the whole time. But I'm just saying, over here on the TMZ says, Aaron Carter attacked on stage after alleged racial comment. So apparently he said some untoward shit, and got his fucking ass beat. But now I'm not so sure. Like, whatever. It's like, I think it's whatever. I think people's was acting a little emotional, but we'll get to the story. Here it goes. So it says, Aaron Carter was attacked by a fellow musician Friday night who apparently felt the singer had made a racial slur against him, and the fight ended with a trip by Aaron to the ER, right? Yep. Carter was performing at the Looney Bin. Mm-hmm. You get that name, mother truckers? Looney Bin in Bradley, Illinois. The opening act, Ill State, had just wrapped, and a member of the band was goofing, grabbing people's cell phones and shooting video as Aaron tried to perform. An eyewitness tells TMZ Aaron had security remove the guy because that's fucking rude, dude. That's the thing. You doing rude shit and then somebody cracks a joke, granted where it is a somewhat racist joke, but not even, whatever. I think there's like way worse things to get worried about, upset about than this one. But apparently what I'm about to tell you is what pisses this motherfucker off. He came back, beat the fuck out of a bitch, right? An eyewitness just said the Aaron had security remove the guy, and as he was getting dragged out, you hear Aaron say, bye Felipe, instead of bye Felicia. You get it? See, I honestly think that's kind of funny, but I get why somebody might be upset if you're on the receiving end of that. But it was like, he thought he was maleizing Felicia, like whatever, making it more of a male friendly term as opposed to a female friendly term. But apparently that's not how dude took it, because where here says right here, we're told the guy who was Hispanic was taken out of the bar but came back in and allegedly attacked Aaron, damaging his computer and a speaker in the process. A fight erupted, a bloody Aaron went to the hospital, and cops are investigating. That's what happened. Then Aaron Carter is saying he ain't racist, and I honestly don't think he meant it racist. Like, honestly, I would be the first one to throw this motherfucker under a bus if I could, because he just looks like a fucking douche. He was like the Justin Bieber douche before Justin Bieber was Justin Bieber. Like, he was like, he's got the neck tattoo and he just looks like he needs to be punched in the face. So, but honestly, I honestly get his back a little bit on this one. I don't think he meant it that way. Now, honestly, I see how somebody could take it that way, but I don't think he meant it that way. I think he thought it was funny. He was trying to make it more like a male-friendly word or name as opposed to a female-friendly name. I don't know. But to me, I think it's kind of funny, and sometimes I think people need to lighten up anyway. But says here on the TMZ, Aaron Carter, I wasn't racist during attack. Ask me, and this is where he gets racist, though. This is where I forgot this part. I forgot. I hate when this shit. Don't pull out the my best friend and or my ex-girlfriend or Mexican bullshit at this point. No, it's neither here nor there. Just say, you know what? I didn't mean it that way. It was a joke. Instead of saying Felicia, I said Felipe. So it was a male version instead of a female version. And sorry you took it the wrong way. But don't try to pull this shit, I got a freaking Mexican friend nonsense. I hate that shit. We could all do that. People who are horrible people can usually like cough up some one person who will be like, yeah, but they're not that bad. I hang around with them on occasion, sort of thing. Whatever. Now you done lost credibility, Aaron Carter. I forgot that part. But the dude who fucking beat his ass says that he should say apologize to the whole town. It's just a whole fucking mess of a thing over a bye Felipe. And I honestly don't think that it needed to grow to the scale that it has grown to. But then Aaron Carter went and made some stupid ass statement there about freaking, I got a Mexican manager and I used to date a Mexican. And then that's when somebody just needs to punch him in the throat. Now you're back to fucking douchebag Aaron Carter. I was going to be on your side for about 3 seconds. Then I dug deeper into the story and I realized that I can't support that no more. I forgot that part. I even read it too. I remember reading it now, but I put it out of my head because I don't know why. I have no excuses, y'all. I will admit when I'm wrong, and I was wrong right there. Somebody needs to punch Aaron Carter in the face. I'm just saying. All right, something else. Moving on. Oh, speaking of getting punched in the face. All right, remember when I was on and on about this story a while back where that guy, there was that boxer at, I think it's Philly. His name's Yusuf Mack. And he was like pretty badass in the boxing, and like he did a lot of boxing. Has like 9 kids too. He'd been fucking everything that moves, right? Well, and then come to find out that he was really gay, and he was doing like gay porn on the side, and like then he tried to pretend like he wasn't and got drugged, and then everybody found out, and he was like, fuck it, y'all. Yeah, I've been doing it. Yeah, I like fucking dudes, and I like doing it. Like make pretty good money doing it on the frickin' internet. So that's what I'm doing now. So apparently, what happens is people forget that he might be like an out homo now who sucks dick on camera, but it don't mean that he still won't beat your fucking ass if you talk some mother trucking shit. Cause again, I was like, I have been all over the TMZ. I've been saving everything from TMZ. But this is TMZ Sports. Look at that. That's some butch shit right there. See, homo reads TMZ Sports. But says right here, boxer Yusuf Mack beats down Twitter troll in barbershop after gay attacks. Apparently some dude was making fucking homo comments to Yusuf Mack, and Yusuf Mack was not motherfucking having it and fucked his ass. So see, that's the thing. People forget. Just because they're gay don't mean they still can't kick your fucking ass. Because if you haven't noticed, one, we like the gymnasium, a lot of us. So we work out, so we're kind of strong, whether we really know how to use it or not. And then when you fucking poke crazy, like some like pent up inside inner hell no comes spewing out of us like goddamn fucking vengeance craziness, right? Well, when that happens, that's when like people go into blackout rage, and the next thing you know, you're getting your fucking leg broke while you're getting your head washed at the fucking barbershop. I'm just saying. But now let's get into the story. They can give you more detail, but that's just my paraphrasing of it right there. But says right here on the TMZ Sports, openly gay boxer Yusuf Mack unleashed a barbershop beatdown, attacking a man he claims to have been harassing him online over his sexual orientation. TMZ Sports confirmed paramedics were called to the L.A. Clippers shop in Philadelphia Saturday evening after Mack wailed on the man in front of customers and employees. Witnesses tell us Mack attacked the dude while the victim's head was in the sink in the middle of a watch. Now, Yusuf, you shouldn't have sucker punched him like that. I will get his back on that one. Like, you should have beat his ass, but you should have let him see it coming and then beat the fuck out of him right in front of everybody. Says here, Mack tells us he got sick and tired of the online harassment and decided to confront the guy face to face. Mack is unapologetic and says the guy got what he deserved. That's how some people act. Like, see, sometimes you got to be careful where you talking shit, because when you talk, see, I like, good thing people don't know what I look like, all of them, very many, like some, hopefully not too enough. But what I'm saying is, because sometimes you say shit and then you're like, oh, fuck, I might get my ass beat over that one. So trust a brother, because that has happened to me a couple of times where I've had to talk somebody off the ledge because I'm not so sure if I can take this dude or not. But that's a different story. Whatever, moving on. Says here, they also reached out to the victim who wouldn't talk because he don't want to talk because he's going to tell everybody that he's the one who got his ass beat by a homo. That's the thing about it is he ain't never going to talk because that means he has to admit it that he got his ass beat by a fucking homo. Although apparently he did say something made a comment on the Facebook page of his, said, I'd rather have a video of some guy beating me up than a video of someone seeing me take a dick up my ass any day. I don't know. Dick up your ass is somewhat enjoyable. Getting your ass beat is not that enjoyable, especially when you get your leg broke. Cause that's what I read up over on something else, that he didn't just fuck him up. He fucking broke his leg in the process. He was not motherfucking playing. He's like, you do not fuck with Yusuf Mack. You want to talk shit? I will fucking take you out. And that's what makes him scary. And that is why I probably will never meet Yusuf Mack. And I will just have to read stories about him on the TMZ because I've always been on his side, so maybe I don't have to worry about anything getting him beat me up. But I'm sure there's some other people that probably want to beat me up over the years because I got a big mouth sometimes. Can't help it. Sorry. It's just how it works. The man goes on to finish this up. Says the man says he will retaliate against Mack. Me and him gonna fight again. Mack says he's not scared. I don't think Mack is scared. I think Mack is ready to smack your ass again because he has done had it. Like, you don't fuck with a homo scoring. Homos will fucking go nuts. Nuts, 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 nuts. I'm just saying as a, oh, speaking of nuts, every time, like this chick, honestly, she is like, I don't think there is any digging her way out of the hole she has put herself into. of just pretty much don't nobody want to do nothing with this chick no more. She's just like, why anybody even talks to her about anything? I don't know. But she is so desperate and scary, and she looks 900 million years old, and she is only like 32. But I am talking about Miss Lindsay Lohan again, because she has to interject herself into some shit. Like, look at, like, she just, ugh. She, her, like, she just, like, it's too much bad plastic surgery mixed with too many years of too many drugs, and she just looks old and weird, and she's only like 32 years old. But in the process, this is the level of crazy this one is. Now, anybody here who knows the Hollywood hick should know that there's only a couple of few things in this world that I love unconditionally, right? That's like Dolly Parton, Wonder Woman, Xena the Warrior Princess. You're spotting a theme here. One of the things I love unconditionally, up there in probably one of my top five favorite movies ever, right behind Best of the Whorehouse in Texas and Smokey and the Bandit, is The Little Mother Truckin' Mermaid. The Disney cartoon, Little Mermaid. I fucking love that movie. It's fucking happy as fuck. All the good stuff happens. Prince Eric is fucking hot as far as cartoon characters go. I love that movie. Good songs. It's just good fun, right? Well, of course, Disney is going to be remaking a live-action Little Mermaid movie, right? And who thinks that her fucking hoe fucking troll-looking ass needs to be Ariel the Little Mermaid? But Lindsay mother trucking Lohan, desperate for attention Lohan, still trying to like say that she would do Mean Girls 2, and don't nobody want to do no Mean Girls 2, because one, you're not a good actress anymore, and two, you're like, you sound like a Brenda Vaccaro on a bad day with that fucking raspy ass voice. And I know this is raspy ass voice on me, but I ain't Lindsay fucking Lohan raspy. Maybe today, but not all the time. But over here on the Daily News, it says Lindsay Lohan offers to play Ariel in Lin-Manuel Miranda's Little Mermaid remake. No. Hell to the no. Fuck you. If you do this, I will have to take drastic measures. I am not responsible for anything I do if they try to make Lindsay Lohan the fucking Ariel the Little Mermaid. But says here on the New York Daily News, Lindsay Lohan wants to put her red hair to good use. The former child star offered herself to Disney to star in as Ariel in Lin-Manuel Miranda's live-action remake of The Little Mermaid. This is what she says. I will sing again. No, you won't. You won't sing like no damn Little Mermaid with that raspy, smoke-to-me cigarettes, crack pipe voice of yours. No. Absolutely not. This is not happening. I honestly, you will hear a fucking hick have a fit like you ain't never heard before in your life. Knowing this will never happen though, but like, I'm just on the off chance that it ever would happen. You would just hear a scream and another door slam, and that's probably me over there cooking up some sinister plot to like revenge. I don't know, but it'd be something bad, right? Well, she says, I will sing again as Ariel, the Little Mermaid. Disney, approve that. No, Disney, do not approve that. I have the hardest time reading people's tweeting. Tweeting is hard fucking reading. I'm just saying. She's like, also, somebody has to play Ursula. I don't even know who this person fucking is and what she wants to play Ursula. Oh, her personal trainer. This is how delusional this fucking bitch is. She wants her personal trainer to be Ursula the Sea Witch, because that makes sense. Nobody's ever heard of your ass. You're like scraping the bottom bucket barrel list, just the very scum off the bottom, like the gum off of somebody's shoe level of celebrity, Lindsay motherfucking Lohan. And then you think you're going to make your fucking personal nuts. But it was supposed to be that Chloe Grace Moretz girl, which I could kind of get behind that. And she's like 20, so she's more in the range, and she doesn't look like some freaking 72-year-old freaking crack whore. I'm just saying is all. That's just it. So there's that. And then the other thing is, this girl is just such a fucking attention whore. Like, and then I think she does and says shit just for attention, because she's trying to say now, because this is over on the rap site. I've seen it on other things too. She's trying to say that she was racially profiled over a headscarf in the airport over in London at the Heathrow. She was telling Good Morning Britain that she was racially profiled while wearing a headscarf. She claimed she was stopped while traveling to New York. She said an airport worker opened my passport and saw Lindsay Lohan and started immediately apologizing, but then said, please take off your headscarf. Like, I don't believe her. I think she just wants attention because that's where you get attention right now. It's by saying this kind of shit. I don't believe you. I'm not even going to talk about this anymore because I don't believe you. I think you're lying. I think you're making it up. You're just not credible. And even if it is true, I'm sorry, but you're just not credible. And I'm just not in any place to believe you. So I'm just having to call bullshit for the simple fact that you're fucking bullshit. That's just fucking it. I'm just saying. All right. What the fuck else? Whereas, did I save this? Did I click on this somewhere? Because fucking Fist Brown in trouble again. What the fuck? Like, some of these fools just ain't ever gonna learn. Ain't ever, 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 ever gonna learn. But they started out finding out that Chris Brown's ex-girlfriend, Karrueche Tran, had to go and get a restraining order against his ass because he said he was going to kill her. Apparently, he's done punched her in the gut a couple of times and shoved her down some stairs. I don't even know why she just didn't fucking hightail it the fuck out of there at that point. But apparently, that's what the fuck is going on. She's like, I'm trying to find the story here. But I just passed by a thing that get me to the story. But again, over here on the there's a lot of TMZ on today's program. I told you I was trying not to talk about that pumpkin head and this fart puss, dead mangy fox looking motherfucker. So I go to the TMZs. That's what I'm saying, right? Well, so Karrueche Tran done went and had to get a freaking restraining order because he threatened to kill me. Says right here on the TMZ, Karrueche gets restraining order. He threatened to kill me. Chris Brown has been ordered to stay clear of ex-girlfriend Karrueche Tran after she filed legal docs saying he vowed to kill her and he's beaten her up before. See, he's a horrible, awful person. And I don't understand why anybody fucking pays any attention to this fool. Now, I am talking about him so that everybody can know that he's a horrible, awful, hateful person and you don't need to be hanging around with this fool and people need to quit fucking glorifying all of his fucking craziness and his childish behavior and his violence. I'm just saying is all. But Karrueche claims in a sworn statement to the judge earlier this month, Chris told a few people that he was going to kill me. She then says Chris told the friends if he can't have her, then no one else can. Threatened he was going to take me out and threatened to shoot me, which I have seen him. He's got Instagram videos and shit where he does like his little like talking to the camera thing where he said shit like if I can't have you, nobody can. I'm going to fuck a bitch up sort of shit. She says several years ago, Chris punched me in my stomach twice and pushed me down the stairs. This would have been the time Chris was on probation for the Rihanna beating, which he should have fucking outed his ass because he'd probably be in the hooscow where he belongs after that. Because I saw Rihanna pictures. That was fucked up. The legal docs also claimed that Chris had threatened to harm her friends and even recently threw a drink at one of them. She worries he's now putting action behind his words, and that's why she got the restraining order. And the fool is so fucking foolish, he done went and put a video up, which pretty much tracks with Karrueche's... Hell, I cannot talk. Which tracked with Karrueche's claim Chris was telling friends if he couldn't have her, no one could. The domestic violence restraining order requires Chris to stay 100 yards away from Karrueche, her mama, and her brother. They reached out to Chris multiple times, but no word back. He does get back, but we're going to talk about something else first, too, on account of Chris has got more than one woe, because apparently also, remember, I've been waiting for this freaking fight between him and this Soulja Boy character, right? Because I wanted Soulja Boy to beat his ass, because I think somebody needs to beat his ass in front of everybody. But guess who went and pussed out? Mm-hmm. Fist Brown done pussed out is what happened, right? Because, and I'm thinking it's because of this Karrueche Tran shit, because you can't have some boxing match where you're trying to settle some beef where it's done got nuts. Everybody getting involved. So he's like, I gotta act like I ain't some crazy violent motherfucker because everybody's gonna start talking about Rihanna again, and I don't want nobody talking about Rihanna again because every time anybody talks about Rihanna, I go fucking nuts, and that's what I'm trying not to do right now. So I kind of get it. But says over here on the XXL website, Chris Brown bows out a boxing match against Soulja Boy, right? Chris Brown versus Soulja Boy bout is no more, which makes me really sad because I was really hoping Soulja Boy was going to beat his ass right in front of everybody. But the singer reveals he's not participating in the much hype fight and blames all of the people trying to get involved in the boxing match for its demise. He says, I'm bowing out of this Soulja Boy fight. I'm going to tell you why, because it was a legit thing on a positive scale. All the wrong people got in the way. The middleman people got in the way. The homies, so to speak, got in the way because they want to get a piece of the pie. It's immature, first and foremost. You know, no, honestly, you should follow through on what you say you're going to follow through on account of I wanted to see you get your ass beat. But he goes on, second of all, ain't no word I ain't allowed to say gonna ever hold me up. So however everything goes, this how we rock. He gonna see me. He gonna see me. I ain't out here moving nothing crazy, but just don't believe all that bullshit. Well, the thing is, I think you're scared. That's what I think. I think you got a scared. I think you got a scared, right? That's what I think. But apparently, they think this will apply a lot of ammunition for Soulja Boy, because just a couple of few days ago, this is what Soulja Boy was saying. He says, can't believe this, word I ain't supposed to say. Scared to fight me, sign the contract, bitch ass, word I ain't supposed to say. Set up that boxing match. Soulja Boy wrote all that on the Twitters, right? He kept on going, I caught two fades in the streets since this whole beef shit, and I won both fights. I guess Chris must heard and got scared. LOL. Come on, boy. Word I ain't supposed to say. Talked all that shit just to back down and not sign the paperwork. Not about that life. No action. Don't want to hear about this ever. You know what? I'm on Soulja Boy's side. I am on Soulja Boy's side. Because you know what? He's like, come on. You want to talk a bunch of smack? Come on. I'm the one sitting here right now saying, like, hell yeah. Done and done with you. Bye for motherlucking. Well, I guess you can't say bye, Felipe. I guess you got to call everybody Felicia. Otherwise, you might get your ass beat on stage and have to go to the hospital. But everybody thinks this whole thing started over Karrueche Tran again, which, I mean, that girl is hot. Like, her pussy must be snapping because these boys will go to fucking lengths for her. Lengths, I'm just saying. Lengths, lengths, lengths. Well, now, after all that had happened, somebody does finally come out and puts up one of these stoniest. I don't know how fucking high he is, but he is high as fuck in this picture. He got dark circles around his eyes. He is looking a straight up mess, Chris Brown is. But back to my beloved TMZ people, because you know they get this shit, right? Says Chris Brown denies bullshit with Soulja Boy. Karrueche too. Like, no, you're fucking, like, you are so, no, you have no credibility, dude. You have no credibility. I believe 100% you smacked up on Karrueche and that she is now getting a restraining order that is well fucking deserved against your bitch ass. And I'm thinking, you was about to get your ass beat by Soulja Boy and you pussed out. That's what I'm thinking, and I'm going pretty much go and continue to think that. But apparently says here that Chris Brown is strongly denying something, but it's unclear if he's talking about his ex-girlfriend Karrueche Tran claiming he's making death threats or about Soulja Boy. Either way, Chris looks rough around the edges. Brown was telling his fans, make sure y'all don't be listening to all this bullshit. He never says Karrueche's name, but he could be referring to the story that TMZ broke where basically she had to get a restraining order against his craziness, right? He also explains why he pulled out of the Soulja Boy boxing match, blaming it on homies getting in the way. No, you know what got in the way? Your fucking nerves, Chris Brown. That's what got in the fucking way. You pussed out, Fist. You pussed out. But it seems to challenge Soldier's crew to come get it, blah, blah, blah. He tries, cause what do you, like, you will get your ass beat. Like, I hope somebody has their cameras out when that happens, because it needs to go on to everything so everybody can see you puss out and get your ass beat. I'm just saying it's all. But I have now, again, talked way too much about Fist Brown. So that's it. So now he's done pussed out of a fight and he's got a restraining order against him. And I think, really, I just wish he would go away. That's really and truly what I wish. Like, bye, Felicia, go away. Done and done, right? Well, you know who else I'm ready to go away? Let's talk about somebody else. But it's like douchebag central over here. Like, I can't talk about Pumpkinhead with his Nangy Fox and fucking fart puss, but I can talk about all these other douchebags. Just like, I just can't escape them. But the fucking guess who's back up to his old tricks, acting a fucking fool, being a goddamn douche nozzle again. But guess who? Good old Justin Bieber's. That's who's back up to his fucking bullshit. He's done got charged with, like, he was supposed to go do a deposition where he pretended to be sick. He's like, well, here, let's just get into it. Over here on the Daily News says right here, Justin Bieber faked being sick to avoid deposition. Lawyers say they have video of him chugging beer to prove it. Like, you're not even fucking smart enough to just stay inside. Like, I'm not gonna go do this deposition because I'm all kind of motherfucking guilty. I don't know how I'm gonna deal with it. So I'm just gonna pretend like I'm sick and postpone this shit. How y'all feel about that? Fine. Just don't go drinking fucking beers, chugging them out in public where somebody can get video of you so then the lawyers see it and then fuck your ass up. But says right here, Justin Bieber is in hot water for faking an illness just hours before he was scheduled to meet with lawyers representing a songwriter who claims Bieber stole a portion of a song from him for that. Sorry, like, and it has to be a shitty song they stole for, too. Dolly, have mercy. Goes on, the lawyers in the case claim Bieber's team informed them the day of February 8th deposition that he was ill and could not attend, but then the legal team discovered YouTube videos where the "What Do You Mean" singer is chugging beers and partying. The videos, which allegedly filmed just hours before his scheduled meeting, were posted by members of the Biebs fan club, show the pop star drinking at a friend's house, as well as David Arquette's nightclub Bootsy Bellows. Lawyers had flown in from Nashville to Los Angeles, and they was pissed because they were doing that to make things easier for a fucking douche nozzle bitch ass bitch who ain't got no respect for nobody. But apparently after he rubbed it in their faces, they're like, no, motherfucker, because of your shenanigans, you gonna have to hightail it to Nashville for the next one. But that's what the fuck is going on there. And he's also facing a battery charge because, you want to know why? Because he got drunk at a fucking bar, started acting up again, what you want to know. But apparently this is also off of the Daily News. I've been all over the Daily News and the fucking TMZ, this program, right? Apparently I owe them a lot to this episode, huh? But I've been crediting your bitch asses. Just saying is all. Says right here, Justin Bieber may face battery charges after he headbutted man filming him outside a restaurante. So, Biebs, if you're going to go out in public, guess what? People might pull out the camera because you know what? You're Justin motherfucking Bieber. If you don't like it, then that's tough shit. It's just the way it is. But apparently, a seemingly small brawl incited by Justin Bieber may leave the singer facing charges. Police told the TMZ. See, look, even the Daily Mail is getting their shit from the TMZ. Everybody gets shit from the TMZ. The Canadian crooner could face misdemeanor battery charges after he allegedly attacked and headbutted a man at Italian restaurante Serafina early Saturday morning. Eyewitnesses told the gossip site Bieber was play fighting with pal Kyle Massey when he noticed the onlooker recording the incident on video. After Bieber's request for him to stop filming was ignored, the singer allegedly went after the dude. The restaurant staff member got sight of the episode and called the L.A. County Sheriff's Department to report what happened. But when the popo arrived, 22-year-old had already left the scene, meaning Biebs, fucking bitch ass. The victim reportedly requested to not press charges against the singer, but an investigation is underway into the claims. Bieber found himself in the center of another clash on Tuesday when Las Vegas resident Rodney Cannon filed a report against the artist for apparently punching him in the head last June when he asked for an autograph. So apparently Bieber is not only punchy and headbutty, but he is also fucking fake sicker. So Biebs, 1, 2, 3 strikes. 1, 2, 3 you're fucking out. Although he does have a cool sweatshirt. Oh, except for no, it's not cool anymore because him and his buddy have on the exact same sweatshirt in this picture, and that just ruined it. So there you go. You just ruined something else right there. I was going to give you props on a cool sweatshirt, and I couldn't even do that. You are that big of a fucking douche, baby. Bye, Felicia. Out. Don't even want to look at your fucking picture anymore. Get. Shoo. All right. I got to make myself feel better about myself. We got a little time left here on the program today. Let's go through and see some things. Because, you know, I was going to talk about that Milo Yiannopoulos. How do you say his last name? Milo Yiannopoulos. I don't know how you say his last name. I don't even want to learn how to say his last name. I think he's a horrible person. I was going to talk about that. But again, just like fucking Pumpkinhead, I cannot talk. I just couldn't bring, like, maybe next episode I will get into it, because this, I just didn't have it in me. I did not want to get that fucking upset. I'd rather just like marvel at people's craziness than have to be like seriously disturbed by the fucking level of crazy and sheer fucking ignorance that is out there in this world. So I chose to go a different route this episode, and that's what I'm going to stick to, because I could talk about that Maya Lee Malama Lama Puss. I don't even know how to say his last name, but I find him to be insufferable, and I don't believe him. I think he's a complete fucking liar, but we'll get into that next episode. Something I can't talk about it right now. Right now, I would like to talk about a few things that make me feel better about myself. No, if anybody has seen that Britney Ever After Lifetime TV movie, to keep it to yourself. I ain't had a chance to look at it yet because I don't got regular TV. I got to find somebody who's recorded it so I can go over and watch it. Been on a desperate search, but don't tell me anything about that. But I was looking around here on the internets, right? And I came across a few things that fucking crack me up, because people are fucking ridiculous, right? Well, I was looking over here on the Daily Mail because they were reporting on some shit that I wanted to read about, right? Well, headline reads, oh, fuck you, machine. Hold, please, while I fucking reload, because it won't fucking do anything but fucking put a half-ass piece of shit ad up. Here we go. Says right here on the Daily Mail, woman, 26, who posted on social media a video of herself performing oral sex on her boyfriend inside a Florida courthouse, is arrested. Right? So that is what happened. So be glad that you are not a 26-year-old woman who thinks it's appropriate to suck your boyfriend's dick right on the inside of a courthouse, because they might have cameras and you might end up in jail. But the story goes this way. A woman who posted a video of herself on social media giving oral sex to a man inside of a courthouse has been arrested. Brittany LaSalle Jones, 26, was arrested Wednesday. She and her boyfriend, I'm assuming you left out a word here, boyfriend, Jeremiah Isaiah Robinson, had been wanted by authorities on a charge of an unnatural and lascivious act inside the Duval County Courthouse in Jacksonville, Florida. Apparently, Jones appeared smiling in court Thursday with purple hair. Her lawyer defended her against the charges. Like, she is not ashamed at all. She's like, yes, I suck dick on the freaking bench outside of the courtroom. I would do it a mother trucking again. I'm actually starting to have a lot of respect for this chick. She goes, yeah, so her lawyer, he says, I think it's a very, very big stretch. I have serious questions about the applicability of the statute to the facts of the case as I know them. Oh, that I can, like, lawyer speak is so hard to, like, keep saying. But basically what happened was, like, she was in jail for 2 days for $10,000 for sucking dick right outside of the thing. Her family is not happy with her. They're trying to do some intervention. They've been praying for her left and right. This story goes on and on longer than it needs to, but that's pretty much the gist of it. So this chick, she apparently went to court, like, and like the boy, like Isaiah or Jeremiah, he's like, fuck you, bye. She's like, I ain't seen him no more. He done ditched me, because he's like, this bitch crazy. She is way too excited about sucking dick at the courthouse. She done got me in trouble. She goes, he's like, my dick already gets me in trouble. This bitch got me in worse trouble. So there's a chick in Florida who is in trouble for fucking sucking dick up in the courthouse. Bless her soul. Speaking of Florida, this is the kind of crazy that you get straight up out of Florida. And this is crazy. Like, this is the kind of crazy that makes me scared. This is, like, crazy because this shit can happen, because people are just fucking nuts. But says over here on the Eyewitness News ABC7, WABC-TV, headline, Florida man arrested in alleged Target bomb plot. That's right. He was trying to blow up Targets. A Florida man is accused in a plot to blow up several Target stores along the East Coast in an attempt to acquire cheap stock if the company's stock value plunged after the explosions. That's what this fool named Mark Charles Barnett, 48, was charged in a criminal complaint filed Thursday with possession of a firearm affecting commerce by a previously convicted felon. This is according to the United States Attorney's Office in Florida, Middle District. He's a registered sex offender in Florida and faces up to 10 years in prison. Like, put him in there for longer. Like, you're fucking horrible, awful, hateful person. But apparently the feds and everybody got wind of his ass, swooped in, took him out. Barnett offered to pay another man $10,000 mother trucking dollars to place at least 10 improvised explosive bombs disguised in food item packaging. See, this shit is scary, y'all. As food item packaging on store shelves from New York to Florida, said that Barnett delivered the items to the other man on February 9th. He also provided a bag of gloves, a mask, and a license plate cover. The other man went to authorities. Praise Dolly. Somebody got some fucking sense, right? Handed over 10 food boxes for breakfast bars, stuffing, and pasta that contained black powder bombs, according to the Ocala Star Banner. Like, this is fucking scary. So luckily, this dude turned him in. They swooped in, took this motherfucker out, this fucking Mark Charles Barnett crazy person. So this is what we're dealing with, y'all. You be careful. You look around you. You look over your shoulder. You make sure that this level of crazy is not just fucking harboring itself right beside you, because you never know. I'm just saying it's all. You never mother trucking know. I had another story I was going to tell y'all about a popo officer who was like soliciting a lady for nudes and then got stone cold fucking busted. But that's another one that's going to have to happen until next episode. So that does it for me, all y'all. I just looked at the time. I got to get the fuck out of here. But this here's been the Hollywood Hick. You've been listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Listen to me. Follow me on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick and the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And that does it for me, mother truckers. I'm out of here. Doodle lamb, doo, bitches. Bye bye. Boo lamb, boo lamb, boo lamb, boo lamb, boo. Two lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two. Greg Lang, Greg Lang, Greg Lang, Greg Lang now. Take a leg, take a leg.